All right, there we go. We've Benjamin Hermans, managing partner of Hyperion, on the line here.
Are you there, Ben? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
And then, of course, I'm James Solomon. I'm the U.S. liaison, which is a lot more impressive than it really is.
Yeah.
But, that's about it. If you want to start out with the questions, I guess. Or, Benjamin, did you want to say something?
Actually, I'd rather get a statement. Can you hear me, Benjamin?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly, yes.
Well, I just have to say that is absolutely amazing that you can hear me. Okay, if you could, why don't you go ahead and give us, in your own words, a situation report or something of that nature on OS 4.0, on Hyperion in general, maybe 5-10 minutes, just some background, and then we'll pull some questions. We got some people gathering here listening in, and also people online.
Okay, that's fine then. Well, you all will have read the progress report on OS 4, the executive update by Bill McHugh, and this basically gives you a very detailed set of the features that we are planning to include in OS 4. The development work is going very well, and actually most of the work is already done, and the remaining work centers on the most part on the kernel and 2D and 3D drivers. Other than that, we're planning to release a substantial number of screenshots in the next few days, probably around April 10th or something like that, just to show people that there's something tangible going on there, especially showing off the new intuition look and capabilities. You might also have known, or maybe this hasn't been released yet, but we've licensed Directory Opus Magellan 2 from GPsoft to make sure that people who want to continue to use this very powerful and very well-known product for the Amiga can do so. As you know, GP unfortunately had to leave the Amiga market to concentrate on Windows, where they've released Directory Opus 6, and it would have been a really bad thing if Directory Opus would have fallen by the wayside. Other than that, I'm basically ready to take any questions you might have. I've seen a lot of positive feedback regarding OS 4, and overall, I think there's been a great optimism from the community, as well as a lot of mainstream coverage by well-respected hardware and software sites, such as The Register or Tom Hardware.
Bill?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, we got the music off, and we've got a bigger crowd gathering. So thank you, Ben, for giving us that update. We have a whole bunch of questions coming through ICQ, but we also have a whole bunch of questions here in person. And since the people here came here, the people online will have to wait. So first question from the guy. Well, Randy was here first, so hold on. Who's going to be my mic runner in the front there? So remember, speak into the microphone.
Yeah, Ben, hi. This is Randy from CompuQuick. When will 4.0 ship?
That's hard to say. I mean, first of all, there is several. There's going to be two versions of 4.0. Essentially, there's going to be a version that's still going to be running on the CyberStorm PPC and Blizzard PPC hardware, where you still have the chipset dependencies and also the chipset capabilities like AGA and so forth. Now, that's obviously going to be shipping prior to the version that's going to be shipping with the Amiga 1, because the Amiga 1 version, or a similar hardware which doesn't have access anymore to the chipset, will obviously require a lot more work on our part to get it running. We don't think that's going to be a massive effort, but it's hard to estimate that at this point. So, but overall, it's looking very good for a consumer release somewhere in May.
The answer is, whenever they can do it, they'll be out. They're not going to say, what was it that McEwen said? And he said he will have 3.5 out, and it did come out. So, yeah,
right.
So dates are very bad. You want to take it?
Well, yeah, dates. I mean, you know, software is a very unknown quantity in terms of development resources. I mean, even the biggest companies out there, Intel and Microsoft, you name it, they've got millions of dollars, billions of dollars, and they still consistently miss their timeline. So, this is obviously a guesstimate, right? So, but it's looking good. So.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I work for Veritas Software. We're a rather big company, and we miss our deadlines all the time. So, it's
right.
Not an Amiga thing, It's a thing.
Yeah, it's inherent in terms of development. You know, I mean, you got a lot of unknown variables, unknown quantities that it's very hard to pin a date on it. But it's like I said, it's going very well, and we've solved all major technological challenges. So it's just a question of testing it and getting it all together and integrating it into a consistent and seamless whole. So.
Okay, we have another question from the ME Expo floor here.
My name is Bryant Pettigore from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I was wondering, will there be support for the RAM disk on OS 4 and also on an Amiga 1, is there support for an A3000 or 4000 keyboard? Thank you.
Well, that's an interesting question. I believe that's going to be rather problematic in terms of the keyboard. I believe the Amiga 1, this is more a question for Isaac than for Hyperion, but it has a PS2 type adapter, so you know, hardware geniuses out there can correct me, but I don't think it's going to be possible to hook up a 3,000 or 4,000 keyboard to do that, unless there's somebody smart out there who's going to build some kind of interface for that. What was the first part of your question again?
The question is, will the RAM disk be supported with Amiga 4.0? And this is a very good one, because if it's not there, I'll be upset.
Well, okay. Well, I'll be upset too, Bill. No, absolutely. We do intend to support the RAM disk. I mean, it's, you know, there is no, you should realize we're building on the foundation of OS 3.9, so we're not going to throw out anything without there being some very good technological reason for it. And I can assure you the RAM disk is not on our hit list right now, you know, so it's going to be there.
If the RAM disk ever is on your hit list, you're going on my hit list. We need that forever.
Okay,
that's one
Bill.
Of the best things about the machine. Are there any questions from the floor here at Amiga Expo? Yeah, we got one from Paul, but he's really far away, so I'll repeat it. Will Amiga OS 4 be installable on a Power Macintosh system?
Well, you know, we get that question all the time. I just got an email just a couple of minutes ago about somebody saying, hey, I want to run OS 4 on my iBook. You know, theoretically,
www.amigaforever.com.
Right. No, it's theoretically, you know, completely possible, but it would depend on our ability to get the chipset documentation. I do believe that at one point, BOS was also targeting Apple hardware, and they had a hard time keeping up with Apple because basically Apple refused to disclose the necessary documentation to BOS. So, I'm not ruling it out altogether, but I don't think it's not very high on our list of priorities right now. Let's put it
Please,
that way.
Please don't even think about it again. Get us an Amiga 1 with 4.0, and then we'll worry about other junk. And as for the comment about hacking up Amiga keyboards to work, I'm sure it'll be on the AmiNet within 2 weeks. Any other questions? I got one from Bob Sharp. Stuck on the mic.
Hey, hi. Bob.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good to see you or hear you anyway.
Yeah. I've got my little son here.
He's not
here right now. He's waving at you.
Oh, how are you doing?
Listen, the question I had was, once you bring out 4.0, will there be a 4.1 after that? That'll be a free upgrade to fix any problems that you might encounter that you didn't know about?
Well, yeah, the idea is to embark on a strategy of continuous OS upgrades. I mean, we have a more far-reaching strategy than the feature set of 4.0, but you know, at one point you need to close out the feature set and get down to business, because otherwise you embark on this type of feature creep thing where basically, you know, it's never going to be finished. So this is the feature set we're looking at. This is what we want to deliver. When we already got some stuff in store for 4.1, 4.2, whatever you want to call it, we've, you know, basically addressed some long-standing issues and some quirks that we have identified in the operating system. But we can't do everything all at once. It's already quite challenging what we're trying to pull off here, migrating to a completely new piece CPU architecture and decoupling from the AA chipsets. That's actually already quite a momentous task. So basically, we're already quite happy to pull this one off, and then we'll certainly look into the future. Hopefully, this is more than likely, we'll be able to release a second OS upgrade before the end of the year.
Okay, well, why both you guys get close to the microphone and smile? I'm going to take your picture.
Okay.
Well, if I had a webcam here, I would do my best to do that. Unfortunately, you don't want to look at me right now. I'm a little haggard at the moment. But
right now? I mean, I don't know if I'd qualify with that. We have another question from the floor. Ben Hermans,
Ben?
James, and who else is there? I heard another voice.
No, that's just two of them. I'm a ventriloquist by occupation occasionally. So.
I thought you were a lawyer, Ben. You have to.
Oh, yeah, but that's my hobby, so.
Oh, wait, that's double talk. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Hi, Ben. This is Todd Gustafson from Extreme.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
I believe we exchanged some email messages, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed, we have. The question I have is about peripheral drivers, such as printers, scanners, USB cameras, and so forth. Will the OS4 development team be handling those, or are you going to pawn those off on third-party developers?
Well, basically, we're going to be outsourcing that to third-party developers, but believe it or not, we already have quite a lot of interest from third parties. Our USB stack is progressing very well, and there's a product in Germany from KDH development, or being sponsored by them at least, the highway subway hardware, and they are already putting together people for printer drivers, digital cameras, scanners, and so forth. And we are very hopeful that they will also support the USB stack shipping with OS4. It's impossible for us to handle all that stuff, and there's basically a lot of more qualified people out there. We can also make some money in the process by selling the hardware with drivers and so forth, much as it is happening today, actually.
Okay. Another question from the floor?
Another question. If you guys have any idea how well warp-up applications will run, for example, iFusion, will that work well on the PPC motherboards?
Well, that's a good one. I mean, basically, the general answer is WarpOS will work. WarpOS programs will work very well. I mean, that's not going to be a problem. However, iFusion uses all kinds of special, let's call it hatches of WarpOS and so forth, and that's actually a category in its own. So I cannot make any. I can't guarantee that iFusion will work out of the box. But we are talking to people from VP, Blittersoft, formerly Blittersoft, and they apparently have the full source code of this product. So it's quite conceivable that with some minor changes we can get this thing running on OS4, and it might even, and it will definitely run a lot better than it does now. So.
Okay, we have another question from Amiga Expo 2000 here in Baltimore, Maryland. I believe it's Satan. Oh, I mean Robert.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay.
My question. What was that?
Do you still have your goatee?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's got two bowling balls in it this year.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'll do something special next year just for you. Anyway, my question deals with the data types. I was told that, or read that there was supposed to be significant upgrades in the data type program. What are these upgrades? What do you plan to do with that?
Well, we have a two-pronged strategy regarding the data types. First of all, and this is going to be for 4.0, we're going to be offering a set of highly optimized data types by one Oliver Roberts from England, who's actually quite famous for his WARP data types, covering the usual stuff like JPEG and so forth. That's what's going to be shipping with 4.0. Now, the whole data type system needs to be overhauled because it basically cannot cope with things like streaming media. So we are looking at that. This is one of the things that I was talking about, that we have some other issues we want to address in a future OS upgrade. We are looking at an overhaul of the data type system for something like 4.1 or 4.2, basically still for this year. And we're working closely together with Amiga Incorporated, who actually produced their own data type system for the Amiga DE. And we're exchanging source code and expertise in this area, and we're confident we can do something there so we can get a more robust data type system in place, which also copes with streaming media for coding, for encoding and decoding at the same time.
Okay, we have another question from here on the show floor.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking the calls. My name is Tom Morris with the Queens Amiga User Group in New York City. I actually don't have any questions for you, man, because you get barrage of questions every day, I'm sure. How many emails you get, who the hell knows. But anyway, keep up the good
about
work.
About 500 a month. It's about 500 each week, I guess, you know, so unfortunately. But, yeah, so thanks for the encouragement. You know, it's economically challenging to pull off this project. That's the least I can say. We're basically cross-subsidizing from our Mac development. We're doing a lot of Mac contract work for very famous Mac companies and Windows companies, and basically funneling all that money into the Amiga development. It's not really any money out there in the market right now that's going to be sufficient to do this otherwise. And, you know, we're getting a lot of support from the developers who are waiving their royalties and fees and so forth in favor of getting something out there and perpetuating the platform.
Okay, we have another question from here on the show floor.
Hi, is it Ben?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Todd Oberle. I drove about an hour to get here, and I also wanted to say that I was very pleased with the work I've seen Hyperion doing so far on the new operating system. It sounds like you're throwing everything at it that you can, and I'm sure it'll be a very nice product. I do have a question. I do have one question. I read a little bit about the new font system. I was curious...
Right.
If in addition to adding TrueType fonts and other technologies like that, if there will be any mechanism to move beyond the Latin 1 fonts to Eastern European languages, Far Eastern languages like Japanese, that sort of thing, even if the fonts aren't included, will the base mechanism be in there to switch out of Latin 1 when necessary? Thanks.
Thank you for asking that question.
Well, yeah, actually, Jim has been harassing me about that as well. I mean, he's been pushing for Japanese support. Well, actually, the answer is, in short, yes. I mean, basically, we have somebody extremely competent working on this whole thing, and he basically blows our mind. He knows so much about Unicode support, because that's basically what you're looking for, something Unicode support, so that allows you to support a wide range of non-Latin characters. And this is being taken care of. Apparently, there was already some very limited support for this, even hidden, because Commodore was shipping that in Japan, apparently, and they have some leftovers in the operating code for the Japanese market. But yes, we are looking at that, and we have a lot of Eastern European customers from Poland, Bulgaria, Serbia, and so forth, who use a lot of non-standard characters. To clarify with respect to the font issue, we licensed the Hyperion license 12 fonts from Agfa Monotype, which are metrically compatible to the fonts that are being used in Windows. So that these are very professional fonts, and we're bringing that technology in together with TrueType support, so we'll be able to get rid of these ugly Topaz fonts, although some people apparently seem to like them. I personally don't like them, but anyway, so yes, Unicode support will be coming in, but this will also probably, for full Unicode support, you'll need to wait till 4.1, because this requires a lot of work on the operating system.
Okay, I think we have another question here from the show floor.
What are you guys doing about printers and the printer driver system with 4.0? And also, have you done any work with AREX, and is it going to be PPC native?
Two questions here. Let me first talk about printer drivers. Unfortunately, the printer drivers, those are going to be the ones that are shipping with 3.9. We know that's basically a bit of a letdown, but like I said, we're very aware of feature creep. So this is going to be something that we'll need to do for 4.1. The printer driver system needs a big overhaul, and basically we have no development resources available at this point to tackle this. But it's really very high, together with the data types, it's very high on our list of priorities for the next update. With respect to the AREX situation, yes, we do have somebody working on this, one fellow by the name of Thomas Richter, who some of you might know for his MMU library, and he's very well versed in this area, and he will be tackling complete rewrite of AREX. He calls it T-Rex. But anyway, so that will be PPC native. I don't think this is going to be such a major performance booster to have this PPC native, but it'll definitely be nice to have a really clean implementation in C instead of 68K assembly, which it currently is. And this is actually one of the problems why it's not so easy just to simply recompile the code for PPC and be done with it.
Okay, we have another question here on the show floor.
We heard just recently that iBrowse is the browser of choice that you're going to port to OS 4, and I was wondering if that was going to still run with MUI, and how far you're going to take MUI into development if you need to.
Well, okay. Let me clarify. Yes, indeed, we did take iBrowse 2.3. We did evaluate it very, very thoroughly before deciding in favor of iBrowse. This is not something you'll be able to find out there somewhere on the Aminet or something. This is a version that's only available to a handful of selected developers, and it has vastly improved a stability and also vastly improved JavaScript support, which is one of these areas that people have been complaining about with media browsers, is the fact that they weren't able to access things like, secure banking sites and so forth. Now, we already brought in secure socket layer implementation 2.0, AMI SSL, so basically combined with the much improved JavaScript, the stability and the SSL and the implementation, we believe this is in fact the best browser option right now on the Amiga. Apparently also Amiga Inc. has the Micromedia source code for the Flash player, and iBrowse already has a Netscape compatible plugin API, and we're going to be looking at porting the Flash player also for iBrowse. Now, with respect to MUI, we did license it, MUI source code, the latest source code available from Stefan Stuntz. The reason being that there's a lot of these programs out there, most notably things like iBrowse that use it, and we want to offer a PPC native implementation of this together with OS 4. It's not going to be an officially endorsed GUI system because that's going to be a reaction and boopsy and so forth. But since there's so much code out there that's using it, it would be a damn shame to be able to not, you know, take advantage of it. Some people, by the way, swear by it. It's not going to be an official part of the OS, but it's going to be something that's going to be highly optimized in PPC so that you don't lose any performance when you're running movie programs like iBrowse.
We have another question here from the show floor at Emmy West, Emmy Expo 2002.
I was going to say that, Bill. I mean, I was at AmiWest the year before last, and I wasn't in Baltimore, as far as I remember.
Hi, this is Douglas McLaughlin. I just wanted to clarify, is that MUI 3.9 or the 4.0 sources that you have licensed?
Well, the latest source code. So this is the same thing that's supposedly going into other competitive products. That's going to be the one. So this apparently there's a CVS server from MUI, which basically contains the latest and the very latest source code, and we're going to be using that one. So everybody who is a licensee of MUI and makes any changes to it is required to feed back the source of these changes into the CVS repository, and of course we'll abide by this rule. But others have done so in the past, so we'll always have access to the latest MUI source code.
Okay, we have another question here.
Ben, one word for you, Petunia. What the hell is up with it?
Okay, well, Petunia is our just-in-time 68K emulator, right? And, it's coming along very nicely. It will be deployed in OS 4. And performance is a lot higher than on the web page, where you can take a look at the web page. It has some performance numbers. First of all, that's from the Blizzard PPC, which isn't exactly the most powerful hardware out there. But secondly, also, it's very outdated information. The guy has more urgent things to do than work on his web page right now, thank God. So he's been working on it since, late 2000. So the project is finalizing, and it'll be the heart of the emulation system for 68K-based applications. Most of the operating system will already be, or at least the very performance-critical parts of the operating system will be running on PPC already, but you're going to have a lot of legacy applications running on 68K. So we want to have the very best and very fast emulation technology in place so that, you know, basically you'll be able to do a 200, 300, 400 megahertz or 60, even on very limited hardware, like, say, I don't know, a G3 at 600 megahertz.
Okay, we have a few more questions here from the audience, and then I want to throw some online questions at you, and then we got to wrap this up because this is costing me money. So here's
I'm sorry, Bill.
No, don't worry.
I'll send you a check, Bill.
That's quite all right. Actually, just send me OS 4.0. I don't know. I have a PPC, by the way. I will beta it if you need it. Anyway, here's Paul.
Okay, that's nice.
Just a quick one with regards to eyebrows. Has any work been put into getting the printing fully functioning on eyebrows that you're going to bundle?
Right. It's been improved a lot, apparently. So, but, I mean, you know, we have to recognize that, you know, to come up with a complete browsing solution, which is on par with, say, Internet Explorer or Netscape, this is going to take a lot more effort than is currently available in time-wise for OS 4. So obviously the browser will still have some deficiencies as compared to, say, a mature product like Netscape 6. But we're working on it, and we are basically going to be addressing every major issue that is remaining so as to basically provide everybody with the best possible browsing experience on the Amiga platform.
Okay, and the last question from the show floor here.
Kind of a follow-up to the 68K. We've been hearing a little bit from iTech about the Amiga chipset on a PCI card. What kind of development is going on with that, and are you working on that, or who else is working on that?
Well, basically, this is more or less a hardware development, right? Basically, it allows you to use a PCI connector and connect it to a 1200 mainboard. Subsequently, all the hardware calls need to be intercepted in some form or shape and then be rerouted to this PCI attached mainboard. We're not working on this right now because the hardware is not being made available to us yet. We'll start working that as soon as we get that. I must admit at this point, it's really not the highest priority we have. I mean, it's very nice to have AGA backwards compatibility, but there's still going to be some stuff like, say, games and certain demos and certain programs that are going to be insisting on taking over the entire system. And these four probably would be best run within some type of optimized UAE environment for optimal performance, because otherwise, even with this type of hardware attached mainboard, there's still going to be some problems.
Okay. Well, I can't get close enough to read the questions, so I'm going to have Doug tell them to me, and then I'll read them. I'll say them out loud so everyone can have. Okay, so the camera
sounds like a very high-tech solution.
Okay. You have no idea. Thank you. Okay, so what's the first question? Is that the pager? They're all like paragraphs long. So the question is, will we see, I'm assuming, office-type applications and an application suite available 4.0?
Well, as you may know, there is an effort underway to port OpenOffice, which is the open-source derivation of StarOffice. It's a very complete office suite, and this is being ported as we speak. Hyperion is giving technical assistance, overseeing this, well, not really overseeing, but we're putting in a lot of effort in terms of supporting the GTK porting efforts and so forth. So definitely, yes, we don't know exactly when this is going to be made available, but we're going to see that. And also, there is this company in Germany called Titan, who's actually working on a product called Papyrus, which seems to be a rather competent office suite. And, well, they've basically said, well, they're porting this fully for MorphOS. I'm pretty sure they will also reconsider and also port it for OS 4.0. But other than that, it's looking very good for a complete environment. This is one of the most frequently, well, the most asked questions, actually, that I get all the time is, can I do my Word documents on my Amiga and so forth? And absolutely, this needs to be addressed, people, because otherwise you're going to be keeping switching back and forth between PC and an Amiga, and that's really not the idea.
We had another question regarding the interaction between Hyperion and the Pegasus PowerPC hardware.
Right.
There's been some traffic on the internet about that. How are you standing with development in that regards?
Well, basically, the Pegasus hardware looks from the outside to be a suitable hardware platform. But I must immediately point out that we don't have developer specifications of this hardware. People are saying to me, well, you know, you're supposed to go to openfirmware.org to get the documentation. That's simply isn't going to be sufficient. Secondly, we also need a actual hardware platform. We've submitted ourselves as the developers for Pegasus hardware development hardware, but so far we have not received confirmation that we're actually going to get one, or that they actually are being made, or anything of that nature. So all it's possible for the Pegasus is theoretically possible, but at this point still highly speculative.
Okay, this message comes from Nicoman. Will there be a common solution for migrating classic Amiga users? I mean, for copying stuff on their classic Amigas to their new Amiga 1 board, floppy, serial cable, hack, whatever.
To be honest, we haven't really given any thought to that yet. The idea is that you can use your existing hardware partitions, hard drive partitions, with the new file system implementation, FOSS File System 2, which is going to be a PPC native re-implementation of the old FOSS file system. So this will allow you to use your hard drives. Now, with respect to the other hardware out there, if the thing is really geared towards Amiga hardware, original Amiga hardware, that's most likely not going to work on an Amiga 1 unless somebody comes up with some kind of magical hardware solution. But other than that, the software, if it doesn't directly bang the hardware and uses APIs like devices and APIs, we should be able to get that to work.
So www.amigaforever.com, Amiga Explorer. Okay, another question from Nicoman is, when can we see screenshots, and also will the GUI have skinnability, I make up a word, i.e. will visual prefs and so forth and Birdie and whatnot, that kind of functionality be built into the operating system?
Yeah, well, let me first say that the guy who did visual prefs, right, he's Massimo Tandingione, the guy has been working like a slave for the last couple of months on doing all this stuff, and we're going to be seeing some screenshots of his work pretty soon, and it does look very good. So all the visual prefs, all the magic menu, the Birdie stuff, it's all being integrated into Intuition in a clean way, not in a hacky, I'll bring down the system whenever I feel like it way. That's one thing. Secondly, we got the guy from Glow Icons, Matt Chaput. He's doing new graphics for the operating system, things like tool check marks and icons and so forth. So it'll have a fresh new look to it, and you'll immediately notice that you're running on OS 4.0 and not 3.9. Other than that, skinnability, not for 4.0, but looking very good for 4.1. Actually, I might even say on the way to 4.1, we might even put out a boing bag with skinnability.
Oh, that's excellent news. We have another question here from Dr. Righteous. Again, this is regarding the Pegos system boards. Apparently, they're shipping with the FireWire. What is it, IEEE 1384?
Yeah, that's
something other.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any effort to make sure that we're going to have driver support for those types of connections?
It's not a specification currently supported by the Amiga 1 hardware, and we're not looking at that. Currently, FireWire support is probably most interesting for, video editing enthusiasts and so forth. We're probably going to bring in a third party to address this, but like I said, we don't have a Pegasus board, and I believe they don't even exist yet, so it's a bit hard for us to really say, yes, we're supporting that. Well, let's first get the hardware, and then we'll deal with it.
Okay. You want to ask that? Yeah, we had a question from Jim at ERMRL, because apparently he likes to play games instead of working. Will there be a port of Medal of Honor Allied Assault?
Well, guys, unfortunately we have to suspend most of our non-money-making game sporting projects, which basically means Amiga. We're still working on the Mac ports of Aliens versus Predator and Nobody Lives Forever and things like that. But we had to suspend the games development for now because we had to refocus our efforts on OS 4. As soon as OS 4 is out the door, my guys are itching to get back to work and bring some of these really great titles back to the platform. We're going to have a lot more powerful hardware out there with the Radeons, with the G3 at 600 megahertz as a base system. So we're really looking forward to playing with that power.
Great. We have another question here from Ryu. Can you give? He just wants to simply say a big thank you to Ben and everyone else at Hyperion for putting all this hard work in both Amiga OS 4.0 and also for Quake 2.
Okay, thank you.
Some more
Quake 2. Quake 2 should be out soon, hopefully.
Excellent. Here's a question from our website here. I'm wondering, is the ATI Radeon support for Mac or PC Radeon cards, or third version? Again, the question here is, what Radeon cards will you be supporting?
Well, I think it's possibly fair to say that it's probably best to use the PC Radeon. The reason is that we're probably going to be using the BIOS on the actual card to get it to display something on boot up. Now, it is, of course, perfectly possible to take a Mac card and flash that with a PC BIOS, but also for cost-wise, it's probably best to go for a PC BIOS. And we are planning to support the entire Radeon family, not just the 7500 or 8500, also the new variants that came out a couple of weeks ago.
Now, I do have to chime in here and say that we do have a bunch of Mac cards for evaluation here. And hopefully, I think we can figure out a way to get it working on the Mac BIOS as well if flashing is a problem. But, in the end, of course, we'll do whatever we can on that. But we do have examples of both Mac and Windows-based cards.
Yeah, well, the deal is that Jim was able to get a good contact going with ATI's development department, and they sent us a bunch of free Radeons to play around with, and we've graciously accepted their offer. They've given us great support in terms of documentation and hardware, and we're looking forward to be able to support the Radeon fully on the Amiga.
That's great news. Another
ATI
question?
ATI kicks ass, by the way.
What was that?
ATI really kicks ass, by the way. They're really cool people.
That's nice. That's nice. Anyway, will Amiga DOS 4.0 support virtual memory?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the plans that we have for 4.0. Actually, that's one of the things that we insisted on most, because we always run into problems when porting these games, like things like Heretic 2, Shogun, and so forth. We have to spend literally weeks of development time on trying to reduce memory requirements. I mean, you can't really tell people, hey, by the way, go out there and buy yourself half a gigabyte of physical RAM. Of course, it's always nice to have physical RAM, but it's a bit silly to have an operating system that runs in, say, 20 megabytes, and then insist on people should get half a gigabyte of working physical RAM. So yes, virtual memory is going to be implemented, and it's going to be implemented in a very clean way so that you can still turn off your Amiga at whatever point. And you don't need to go down. You don't need to have a shutdown procedure the way that Windows has.
Give me a Darkman. Okay. Okay. And we have a question here from actually several questions from Darklight. The first one is, what is the status of Exec SG? Also, we have a question on why is there no OS 4.0? We also have a question about AHI support. And the question on AREX, isn't it true that Amiga Inc. doesn't own an AREX license? So if you could kind of do those again, or answer those questions
for us. Right. Let me see if I remember them
all.
The
second question is kind of dumb, but...
Well, I know this person. He's upset about the fact that we're not doing OS 4 for x86 CPUs, but I tried to explain him already zillions of time that we don't have the resources to support both CPC and x86, especially not with our own kernel, because that means that you need to support a wide variety of chipsets. And believe me, PC motherboards have so many chipsets from different manufacturers, and within the same manufacturer, so many variations, that even Linux is struggling at on many motherboards to actually get their system running. So we're not maniac enough to actually attempt to support OS 4 to x86 running Exec SG. The kernel is coming along very nicely, and developer release for at least internal developers should be all around the corner. Well, I'm not going to put a date on it, but it's going to be very soon. And what was that about AHI?
Just a question of how will AHI be treated in Amiga OS 4.0, I believe.
Well, AHI, we have a license agreement with Martin Blum, who's also doing our Soundblaster Live drivers. He's actually making very good progress. He already reached his first out of two milestones a couple of weeks ago. So AHI will be available in the PPC native version of the latest incarnation, together with SoundBlast to Live drivers and some other drivers that we're going to be licensing, so that we have a wide variety of PCI-based sound cards available for OS4.
We also, again, reiterating, why is there no OS 4.0 website or information on the Hyperion site?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that we urgently need to take care of. But unfortunately, what's happening is that the gateway legal contracts for 3.5 and 3.9 were basically, mentally challenged, let's put it that way. So I had to replace all these contracts with all these individual developers who worked on 3.5 and 3.9, replace those contracts, and it's taken me a hell of a lot of time to put all these contracts into place with these about 30 developers. Everybody wanted their own modality. Someone wanted the exclusive license, not exclusive OEM, non-OEM, and so forth. So it's been taking up all my time, and I've basically not been able to get around doing the website. I will address this hopefully in the course of April, and I do apologize for this, and hopefully the very lengthy executive update by Bill made some change there, or made up for it, let's put it that way.
Now, I have to apologize there. I didn't hear that whole question last time. Well, what I heard is, why is there no OS 4? And that's what I said was kind of dumb. Okay, I didn't hear the rest of the question. I apologize to whoever said that.
Well, we should just be thankful that it works at all. So,
yeah.
We have the last question here from online. Has Hyperion gotten any hardware from LBox regarding the Shark PPC?
No, we haven't actually received any hardware yet, but we've gotten an inquiry recently from the LBox management about OS4, about licensing terms and so forth of OS4. So they're clearly moving towards release of their Sharp PPC, which I believe is either IBM or Motorola reference design that they've implemented. So, I don't think there was any technological challenge in getting this product to work, really, although, of course, the actual implementation that's still something that I don't know about. So, in reality, we don't have this hardware yet, but I'm sure LBox will be happy to correct me and say that it's going to be in the mail.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today from the Amiga Expo show here in Baltimore, not Sacramento. And it's great to talk to you, and keep up the good work. We're all chomping at the bit to get our hands on OS 4.0. I'll buy several of them. So I can't wait.
You are. I mean, that's good. We have to get some kind of distribution network in place in the States, because, no offense, guys, but last time the cyberstorms were so hideously expensive that nobody actually had them in the States, except for a few really independently wealthy people. So hopefully Isaac can do something so that the price of the Amiga One still stays relatively close to the price point over here in Europe. I mean, the pond isn't so big anymore that there needs to be a markup of about, 200% or something. So I'll hopefully be joining you soon on the next iteration of Sacramento, Bill. If that's still taking place, hopefully this summer I'll be able to make it and show off for running on the Amiga One.
That's great, and I will beat you over the head and take your Amiga One.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again for coming, bye-bye. And have a great day, and keep on working.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye. Okay, that ended my 54-minute phone call to Iowa on my cell phone from the show. But the battery's charged now. That's good. So I'm going to take a break because I've been here for a while, and so you all can just talk amongst yourselves or something, and I'm going to go away, and I'll be back at some point, maybe like 15, 10 minutes. So thanks for everyone online sending in questions. It works much better when we use the Amiga ICQ than the PC one for some reason. So thanks, Doug, for all of that. And we had a fairly nice crowd, people here, and I'm going to go do something else for a few minutes. Bye.